Chapter 12 of the book of Romans.
我今天早上继续来讲罗马书的第十二章。
I have titled this talk, What is the will of God?
我把这一章的讲道取名为什么是神的旨意。
That is a wrong English there. What is the will of God? Not wills.
就是什么是神的旨意，这里英文有点语法错误。
Okay, let's read Romans 12, 1 to 8 together.
我们一起来读罗马书十二章一到八节。所以弟兄们，我以神的慈悲劝你们，将身体献上，当作活祭，是圣洁的，是神所喜悦的。你们如此侍奉，乃是理所当然的。不要效法这个世界，只要心意更新而变化，叫你们查验何为神的善良、纯全和喜悦的旨意。我凭着所赐我的恩对你们众人说，不要看自己过于所当看的，要照神所分给个人信心的大小看得合乎中道。正如我们一个身子上有好些肢体，肢体也不都是一样的用处，我们这许多人在基督里成为一身，互相联络做肢体也是如此。按我们所得的恩赐各有不同，或说预言就当照着信心的程度说预言，或做执事就当专一执事，或做教导的就当专一教导，或做劝化的就当专一劝化，施舍的就当诚实，治理的就当殷勤，怜悯人的就当甘心。
Let us pray.
我们同心祷告。
We bow our hearts before you, Father.
我们在父面前屈膝。
From whom every family in heaven and on earth is named.
天上地上的各家都是从他得名。
That according to the riches of your glory, you may grant us to be strengthened with power through your Spirit in our inner being.
求他按着他丰盛的荣耀，借着他的灵，叫我们的心里的力量刚强起来。
I pray that Christ may dwell in our hearts through faith.
我们祷告使基督因着我们的信住在我们的心里。
That all of us being rooted and grounded in love may have strength to understand with all the saints what is the breadth and length and height and depth, and to know the love of Christ that surpasses knowledge, that we may be filled with all the fullness of God.
叫我们的爱心有根有基，能以和众圣徒一同明白基督的爱是何等长阔高深，并知道这爱是过于人所能测度的，便叫神一切所充满的充满了我们。
To you, O Lord, who is able to do far more abundantly than all that we ask or think, according to the power at work within us, do you be glory in the church and in Jesus Christ throughout all generations, forever and ever.
主啊，你能照着我们运行在我们心里的大力，充充足足地成就一切，超过我们所求所想的。但愿你在教会中，并在基督耶稣里得着荣耀，直到世世代代，永永远远。
Amen.
Amen.
We have now come to the practical parts of the book of Romans.
我们今天来讲罗马书应用的部分。
This includes chapters 12 onward till chapter 15.
这部分讲到呢是从十二章到十五章。
In these chapters, the Holy Spirit through Paul lays out the instruction for Christians how to live their new life as Christians.
在这几章里呢，圣灵借着保罗来给基督徒展示了如何活出一个信徒的新生命的指南。
As people who have been justified by God's grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus received by faith.
这几章呢，是为那些已经蒙神的恩典，因着基督耶稣的救赎，靠信心称义的人们所写的。
Put it in other words, these chapters deal with the life-transforming power of the gospel that you have received.
换句话说，这几章阐明了福音翻转生命的大能。
Previously, from chapters 1 to 11, Paul lays out massive theology about man's fallenness and about man's salvation.
在之前讲过的1到11章里面，保罗为我们展示了人的堕落和人的救赎这样宏大的神学。
The book of Romans is laid out this way.
它是这样构建罗马书的。
Chapter 1 to 4 describe the heart of the gospel.
1-4章呢，阐述了福音的核心。
In these chapters, the doctrines of the universality of sin and of justification by faith.
这几章阐明了罪的普世性和因信称义的教义。
The chapters tell us that with no exception, Jews or Gentiles, male or female, young or old,
这些章告诉我们，不管是犹太人还是外邦人，是男人、女人，还是年轻人、老年人，
all have fallen into sin.
人人都犯了罪。
Each man is under the judgment of God because of sin.
人人都因为犯罪落在神的审判之下。
Each man, whether those who have had the written word of God or who do not have God's written word,
不管是神赐给过成文律法的人们，还是没有神成文律法的人。
Even for us Chinese who are naturally outside of God's written word, we too are under God's judgment.
即使像我们华人，虽然天生没有看到过神的成文律法，我们也在神的审判之下。
The book of Romans explained to us that even those who never heard the gospel or God's word, they are still under God's judgment.
罗马书并且向我们阐明，即使是没有听过福音和神的话语的人，都在神的审判之下。
Why?
为什么呢?
Because they have conscience and their conscience testify against them that they have violated God's law.
因为所有人都有是非之心，他们的是非之心为他们犯罪做了见证，证明他们违反了神的律法。
Also, all men has the testimony that God exists.
并且人人都见证神的存在。
The creation testify to each of us that there is God.
受造之物向我们见证有神。
In Romans 1:19 it says, For what can be known about God is plain to them because God has shown it to them.
罗马书1-19节说，神的事情人所能知道的原显明在人心里，因为神已经给他们显明。
And it also says, But man in their sin suppresses the truth of God.
但是罗马书里也说到，人在罪里就阻挡真理。
And thus each man is without excuse.
所以每一个人都无可推诿。
And then this is followed by the doctrine of justification.
接下来这里说到了称义的教义。
Man is justified by faith in the work of Jesus Christ, the Son of God on the cross.
人因为信神子耶稣基督在十字架上的大功而称义。
Man is not justified their own good work or their work of righteousness.
人并非靠他自己的善功而称义。
Salvation is a gift of God obtained through faith in Christ Jesus.
救恩是神白白赐给的礼物，唯有靠信基督而得到。
However, remember, brothers, our salvation is not free.
但是弟兄姐妹们，我们要记住，我们的救恩是神付上了重价的。
Because of our sin, the wrath of God should have fallen on us.
因为我们犯罪，神的愤怒本应该落在我们身上。
But instead on the cross, the wrath of God falls on the Son, Christ Jesus.
但是神的愤怒却落在了十字架上的基督身上。
In Romans 3, let us read together.
我们一起来读罗马书第三章这里的经文。就是神的义因信耶稣基督加给一切相信的人并没有分别。因为世人都犯了罪亏缺了神的荣耀。如今却蒙神的恩典。因基督耶稣的救赎就白白的称义神设立耶稣做挽回祭是凭着耶稣的血借着人的信要显明神的义因为他用忍耐的心宽容人先时所犯的罪好在今时显明他的义使人知道他自己为义也称信耶稣的人为义
And then in chapter 5-8 they deal with the assurance of salvation
接下来罗马书5-8章给了我们救恩的确据。
This assurance is for all who have placed their faith in Christ Jesus.
这确据是给我们所有将信心放在基督里面的人。
Those who have been saved through faith are now being set free from the bondage of sin and are assured of eternal life in heaven.
那些因信得救之人如今已经从罪的捆绑里面被释放并得到天国永恒生命的确据。
In chapter 8, verse 30, it says, For those whom he predestined, he also called, and those whom he called, he also justified, and those whom he justified, he also glorified.
正如八章三十节所说，预先所定下的人又招他们来，所招来的人又称他们为义，所称为义的人又叫他们得荣耀。
If you look at this verse, all those who are predestined are called.
如果我们看这一节经文的话，所有预先定下的人们都被招了。
And all those who are called are justified.
那么所有被招的人都称义了。
And all those who are justified are glorified.
所有称义的人都得着荣耀。
Nobody falls off.
没有人能够漏到神的救恩之外。
If you are justified, you are saved by faith of Christ, then you will one day be glorified and will be in heaven enjoying God's eternal presence.
如果你已经被称义，你凭着基督的信心来得救，你将来必定要得荣耀，在天国里享受与神的同在。
This is assurance.
这就是确据。
Also in verse 8:39 it says that nothing will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord.
在第八章三十九节说，没有什么能叫我们与神的爱隔绝，这爱是在我们的主基督耶稣里的。
Nothing that happens to a believer on this earth will be able to separate you from the Lord.
对于我们信徒，无论地上发生什么，都不能将我们与神分开。
And then in chapter 9-11, the Holy Spirit through Paul lays out the defense of the gospel.
在九到十一章里面呢，圣灵通过保罗展示了对福音的一个辩护。
Here in chapter 9, the chapter that deals with the doctrines of salvation.
第九章阐述了一个拣选的这个教义。
It is admittedly a difficult doctrine.
显然这个教义是很困难的。
There are different opinions regarding these doctrines.But I do hope that I have provided a biblical approach to this doctrine in my past preaching.
关于拣选的教义呢，也有许多不同的观点。但是我希望在过去的讲道里，我为这条教义提供的是一种合乎圣经的解释。
So, in view of all this great theological understanding of our salvation,
所以现在呢，回顾所有这些关于我们救恩的伟大的神学思想。
In view of the great promises laid out in the chapters 1-11,
我们也回顾了从一到十一章展示的所有的伟大的应许。
Here at the beginning of chapter 12, verse 1, we hear Paul says, "Therefore."
所以在十二章一节，我们听见保罗说，所以。
And by the mercy of God,
我以神的慈悲劝你们。
In other words, in view of the greatness of our sin, which are many and grievous.
我们回顾的是自己所犯的罪是何等的深重。
In view of the mercies of God, which is infinitely great,
而神的怜悯是何等的伟大。
In view of what God has done in us, of the unbreakable promises of God,
我们回顾神为我们所成就的大事，他的应许如何牢不可破。
In view of God's great love that we do not deserve,
我们回顾我们本不配得神的大爱。
In view of all this, the Holy Spirit through Paul says,Present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is your spiritual worship.
回顾所有这些，圣灵通过保罗告诉我们，将身体献上，当作活祭，是圣洁的，是神所喜悦的。你们如此侍奉，乃是理所当然的。
Therefore, this is a natural conclusion to the great gospel.
这就是伟大的福音自然的结论。
It is a natural next step for a person who has experienced the love of God.
这是一个已经经历了神的大爱的人自然的下一步行动。
It is a natural next step for the one who understands the grace of Christ.
这也是懂得基督恩典的人自然的下一步行动。
The next step is this. Present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is your spiritual worship.
这里下一步的行动就是说将身体献上当作活祭是圣洁的是神所喜悦的你们如此侍奉乃是理所当然的。
Christian life is a life, is one of an exchange life.
基督徒的生命是被交换的生命。
It is a life that does not belong to him or her anymore.
它不再属于人自己。
Our sins has been nailed on the cross.
我们的罪身已经被钉上十字架。
But that is not the end.
但这还不是结束。
When our sins are borne by Christ, if that is the only thing that happened,
如果唯一所发生的事情是我们的罪被基督承担了。
Then believers only achieve a state of innocence.
那么信徒就仅仅获得了一个无罪的状态。
But the truth is that not only that our sins are transferred to Christ, but also more gloriously is the fact that the righteousness of Christ is now transferred to us.
但是真相是这样的，不仅是我们的罪归给了基督，更荣耀的事实是基督的义归给了我们。
We are now clothed in Christ's righteousness.
我们已经披戴了基督的义。
We are not just innocent, but we are a step further, we are righteous in the sight of God.
我们不仅仅是无罪了，而是进一步在神的眼里称义了。
The righteousness of Christ is now ours in 2 Corinthians 5:21.
在哥林多后书的五章二十一节告诉我们，基督的义现在成为我们的义。
So Christian life is about a living sacrifice.
所以基督徒的生命是关于将身体献上，当作活祭的。
It is not just one time event, but daily.Not only on Sunday, but Monday to Sunday.
这个献祭不是一次性的，而是每天的。不是仅仅是主日，而是一周七天的。
Not only on Sunday from 10 to 11:30, but every minute, every second of Christian's life.
不仅仅是今天主日的上午十点到十一点半，而是基督徒生命的每分每秒。
In verse 12:1 it says to present your bodies.
在十二章一节里面说将身体献上。
The question is that why the body?
那么我们要问为什么说到身体呢？
Why not the heart or the mind or the emotion?
为什么没有说到心或者意念或者感情呢？
Yes, these are all included.
当然，所以这些都包括在内。
Jesus said we must love the Lord with all our hearts, souls, and mind.
耶稣说我们要尽心、尽意、尽性、尽意爱主。
But what Paul has in mind here is the natural extension of the heart.
但是保罗在这里所思想的是心的一个自然的延伸。
For every loving, every devotion, every commitment to the Lord that one heart have, it is manifested by the body doing something.
因为我们心里对主所有的爱、忠诚和委身，都是用我们身体所做的来表示出来。
When you say I love the Lord, that heart's attitude is followed by an action.
当你说我爱主的时候，你的行动必然跟随你心里的态度。
This action is performed by the body.
而你的行动是你身体所行的。
So you cannot love the Lord, you cannot be devoted to the Lord in your heart only.
所以如果你爱主，你不能仅仅停留在心里忠于主。
It must be manifested in the body doing something.
这个爱呢，必须以身体的行动来表示。
Because nobody can see your love in your heart for the Lord.
因为你对主的爱不能够，如果在你心里的话，不能够被看见。
Your love to the Lord cannot be seen because it is in your heart.
因为是在你的心里，所以别人都看不见。
But what can be seen is the deed of your bodies.
但是人能看见的是你做出来的行动。
The deed is the true manifestation whether your heart indeed love God or do not love God.
这行动是你心里是否真正爱主的体现。
Your deeds with your body are what can be seen.
你身体的行动是可以被看见。
What you do with your eyes, with your ears,With your tongue, with your hands and feet,
你眼睛、耳朵、舌头、手足所做的事情是能够被看见的。
What your hands do, what the hands serve, how your hands spend the money,
你手所做的，你手所侍奉的，或者你的手如何花费钱财。
What your eyes see and what your ears like to hear and what your tongue like to say, these are visibles.
你的眼睛所看见的，耳朵所听见的，舌头所说的。都能够被看见。
So the heart loves the Lord, but the body proves it.
所以你心里爱神，但是你的身体就证明出来。
The true challenge with the living sacrifice is that it is living.
那么这里活祭真正的挑战是这个活字。
Somebody said jokingly that a living sacrifice can cross away from the altar.
有人曾经说个笑话，说如果我们在祭坛上献祭，如果是一个活的祭物，是可能爬走的。
A living sacrifice requires daily and continuous reminder of putting ourselves back on the altar again and again.
所以这个活祭的呼召呢，是提醒我们每天把自己一遍遍放回到这个祭坛上面。
Like a hymn that says, "Prone to wander, Lord, I feel it."
那么就像一首赞美诗所唱的，我深知道我心易变，常离主爱行己路。
Indeed, this heart is prone to wander. It has a tendency to love the Lord and to love self and the world.
所以确实呢，我们的人心是易变的，它有离开神的倾向，要爱慕自己和世界。
Therefore, it must be a daily effort for us, a lifelong effort to love the Lord.
将自己献上当作活祭，是我们每天的功课。
This verse also says that what we do with our bodies is a spiritual worship.
这句经文也说到，我们身体所做的是我们理所当然的侍奉。这里新译本指出，这里可以翻译成是我们属灵的敬拜。
Our lives must be spiritual worship to the Lord.
那么我们的生命必须是对神属灵的敬拜。
Worship is not what you do here on Sunday.
敬拜呢，不只是我们主日早晨在这里所做的。
Worship is what you do your whole life, Monday to Sunday.
这里说的敬拜是你一周七天用整个生命所做的。
What your hands do, what your eyes see, how you spend your money, etc.
你的手如何做？你的眼看什么？你的钱花在哪里？所有这些都显明你是否在敬拜神。
In verse 2, we read, "What is the will of God? What is good and acceptable and perfect?"
在第二节，我们读到何为神的善良、纯全和喜悦的旨意。
I want to spend 2 Sundays talking about the will of God.
我想花两个主日来讲什么是神的旨意。
The next one is June the 4th.
第二次是6月的4号。
When we talk about the will of God, we must understand there are two different kinds of God's will.
当我们谈到神的旨意呢，我们必须明白神的旨意分为两类。
It is important to know this because the Bible implicitly makes the distinction.
知道这两类旨意是非常的重要，因为圣经里面暗示了这两类旨意的分别。
These two wills are, number one, God's will of decree or God's sovereign will.
这两类旨意是第一种旨意是神预定的旨意，或者神的主权意志。
The second is God's will of command or God's moral will.
第二类的神的旨意呢，是神命令的旨意，或者神的道德意志。
These are too small. God's will of decree is everything and whatever that happens in this universe every millisecond.
那么神预定的旨意指的是宇宙中每一毫秒所发生的一切。
Nothing can happen in this universe apart from God's decree or God's ordination.
宇宙中没有一件事是在神的预定旨意或者命定之外。
God's will of decree cannot be broken. It cannot be thwarted.
神的预定旨意不会被打破，也不会被挫败。
There are many verses in the Bible that speaks like that. Let me show you three.
在圣经里有很多的经文谈到了这一点。我们可以看这几条经文。
Let's read Job 42:2.
我们一起读约伯记42:2。我知道你万事都能做，你的旨意不能拦阻。
And then Psalm 33:11.
诗篇33:11，耶和华的筹算永远立定，他心中的思念万代长存。
And then Isaiah 46:9-10.
以赛亚书46:9-10，你们要追念上古的事。因为我是神，并无别神，我是神，再没有能比我的。我从起初指明末后的事，从古时言明未成的事，说我的筹算必立定，凡我所喜悦的，我必成就。
God's will of command, on the other hand, is what God commands us to do.
另一方面呢，神命令的旨意是指神命令我们所做的事。
And this will of God can be broken.
这是一类可能被打破的神的旨意。
Man can frustrate this will.
人会违反这一类神的旨意。
For example, in the Ten Commandments in Exodus 20, when God said that you shall not murder, you shall not steal, you shall not commit adultery, these are God's will of command.
就像出埃及记20，神赐给我们的赐给以色列人的十诫中有不可杀人、不可偷盗、不可奸淫。这一类的旨意呢，每天都有许多人违反神的这些旨意。
God's will of decree or God's sovereign will always happen.
神预定的旨意或者神的主权意志一直都在发生。
God has his prerogative as God.
神有神的特权。
And we must know this, that God's will of decree is hidden from us.
大家必须知道神预定的旨意是向我们隐藏的。
This will of decree is not something that God commands us to find out.
神预定的旨意神并没有命令让我们寻求。
God does not command us to know his will of decree.
神没有命令我们去认识他的预定旨意。
And this God's will of decree is the secret things that belong to God, according to Deuteronomy 29:29.
根据《生命记》二十九章二十九节呢，神预定的旨意是属于神的隐秘的事。
God's will of decree is not for us to know.
他的预定旨意不是让我们去知道的。
It is His will of decree by which God governs the entire universe.
神凭借着他的预定旨意来掌管整个宇宙。
Now, man always want to know this will of God.
但是人总是想要知道神的预定旨意是什么。
That's why fortune telling and palm reading and horoscopes are popular.
这也是为什么算命啊、看手相啊、占星术啊都很流行。
Another important thing to understand is this.
我们要知道另外一点也很重要。
God's will of decree includes evil things.
就是神预定的旨意也包括罪恶的事情。
What God decrees happens including all the bad things in the world.
神所命定的事情包括了世界上一切的坏事。
So God does decree something evil to happen.
神确实命定了恶事发生。
Now then you may ask me, is God then the author of evil?
你也许因此会问，神创造了恶吗？
The answer is no.God can decree an evil to happen without God himself being the author of evil.
不是的，神可以命定恶事发生，但是他自己并没有创造罪恶。
Let me repeat this, that God can decree everything, including things that are sinful to take place.
我想重复一遍，就是神预定发生所有的事情，包括了罪恶的事情，但是神自己并没有作恶。
God, however, is not the author of evil.
神他不是作恶者。
As a Christian, we must have this category in our theological mind in which God can decree an evil without he himself being the author of evil.
作为基督徒呢，我们必须在我们头脑里把神学思想里把这件事情区分开，就是神可以命定恶事的发生，但他自己并不作恶。
Who are the authors of evil? Man in his sinfulness and Satan are the author of evil.
那么只有犯罪的人和魔鬼是作恶者。
Let me give you an example.
我想给大家举个例子。
If somebody, an evil man comes in today and hold a gun and wants to shoot me.
如果现在有一个恶人闯进来用一把枪指着我要把我打死。
God has the power to cause a heart attack and that man drop dead right there.
神完全有能力让这个恶人心脏病突发而死。
God has the power to cause the gun to jam and cannot shoot me.
神也有能力让他的枪卡壳不能够打中我。
And God has the power to cause the bullet to miss me.
神也有能力让他的子弹打不中我。
But if this evil man shoots and I die,
但是如果这个恶人开枪了而我被打死了，
it is because God's will of decree for me to die.
这就是神预定的旨意让我被打死。
In this case, God's decree an evil thing to happen without God himself being the author of evil.
在这个例子里面呢，神预定了恶事的发生，但是他自己不是那作恶者。
Another big example is when Jesus prayed in the Garden of Gethsemane.
另一个更大的例子呢，是主耶稣在客西马尼园祷告。
Here, Jesus was praying as a human.
这里耶稣是作为人来向天父祷告。
He was praying, asking for the Father to take away the cup of suffering.
他求天父去挪去苦杯。
But God said no.
但是神没有应许他。
God's will of decree is for Christ to die on the cross to redeem you and me from sin.
神预定的旨意呢，是基督在十字架上受死，来救赎救世人来脱罪。
And how did that happen?
但是这件事情怎样发生呢？
The death of Christ happened through the acts of the Roman soldiers.
基督的死是通过罗马士兵的行为。
The decision of Pontius Pilate.
通过本丢比拉多的判决。
And the hatreds of the high priest.
以及大祭司的仇恨来促成的。
So here we see that the killing of Jesus which is against God's will of command, because God said, "You shall not kill."
我们看见这里杀死基督这件事情是与神的道德意志，就是不可杀人的诫命来相违背。
But yet it is in line with God's will of decree.
但是它却在神的主权意志，就是神预定的旨意之下。
The high priests, the Romans, the soldiers, the Jew and the Gentiles that were against Christ,
大祭司、罗马人、士兵们、犹太人和外邦人都抵挡耶稣。
They did something which is sin.
他们都做了一些事，他们都在犯罪。
They hated Christ in sin.
他们在罪里恨恶耶稣。
They wanted Christ dead also in sin.
他们在罪中希望耶稣死去。
So all that they did were against God's will of command.
所有这些人的行为都与神命令的旨意相违背。
But in doing all that they did, they only do something which is in agreement with God's will of decree.
但是他们所做的事情只是成就了神预定的旨意。
God's decree his son to die to redeem man.
神预定他的儿子受死。
So here we see the two wills of God intersect.
所以这里我们看到神的两种旨意交汇了。
God's will of command, which was violated, and God's will of decree, which took place.
神命令的旨意被违背了，而神预定的旨意被成就了。
If you remember, I showed you this slide before.
我们看这里有一个图表的图示。
So imagine the red is God's will of decree.
我们来想象一下，这个圆圈呢，只表示神预定的旨意。
It cannot be broken.
它不能够被打破。
It must happen.
它必须发生。
And the blue one is God's will of command.
而这个圆蓝色的圆圈呢，是神命令的旨意。
It can be broken and is broken every day.
它可以被打破，而且每一天都有人来违反。
And these are how the two intersect.
那么我们可以看见，这是这两种旨意是如何的交汇的。
Now, don't worry about the size of the circle because I'm not God, okay?
但是这个圆圈的大小并不代表什么，因为我们不是神，我们不知道这两个。
So all that happened is the one in the red.
所以，左边这个红色的圆圈表示永远会发生的一部分神的旨意。
So in Romans 12:2,
在罗马书十二章二节里面
，the will of God which God said for us to know.Is God's will of command.
神说让我们知道神的这个善良成全可喜悦的旨意，指的是他命令的旨意。
This is the will that he has commanded us to do.
是他命令我们如何做的旨意。
This is the will that God wants us to follow.
这是神要我们知道的他的旨意。
I want to conclude this morning by giving you an application.
我想拿一个应用的例子来做例子。做结论。
For example, if anyone here this morning has experienced a terrible things in their life,
假设今天在座的你过去经历了一件可怕的事情。
Let's say, for example, that you have been sexually abused.
比如说你被性侵犯过。
It is a very sad and very horrible things.
这一定是一件很悲伤、非常糟糕的事情。
If you are one of these persons and you ask me,Whether what you experienced was the will of God,
如果你是这样的一位受害者，而且你问我，我所经历的是在神的旨意里面吗？
The biblical answer would be this.
符合圣经的答案是这样的。
No, it was not God's will of command.
不，这不是神命令的旨意。
God was very saddened and he was very angry at the evil thing that happened to you.
神为此极其痛心，神为侵犯你的那件罪恶非常的愤怒。
Jesus was weeping with you.
耶稣也为你哭泣。
The person who abused you have sinned a grievous sin against God.
侵犯你的那个人对神犯下了重罪。
And God has punished this man or will certainly punish this man one day.
神要么已经惩罚这件罪恶，要么他的惩罚一定要临到这个罪人。
But God is sovereign.
但是神是主权的神。
He governs all things.
他掌管万有。
In his sovereign will, he ordained that to happen.
在他的主权里面，他命定了这件事情发生。
The next question that you may ask is that why did God allow that to happen to me?
你可能要问，为什么神会让这样的事情发生在我身上呢？
Sometimes we know the answer why.
有的时候我们知道为什么。
But more often, God does not reveal His reason to us.
但是更多的情况下，神并没有告诉我们原因。
Instead, God calls us to trust Him.
神单单要我们信靠他。
But there is one certain thing that we know.
但是我们能确定知道的有一件事情。
The certainty is this.
这个确定的事情是这样的。
If you are a child of God, all things including evil things, work together for your good. Romans 8:28.
如果你是神的儿女，那么万事，包括罪恶的事，都会互相效力，为了你得益处。在罗马书八章二十八节里。
All things mean all things.
这里万事就是指所有的事。
Everything that you can name or think of are, and anything is included in that.
所有你能指出来或者想到的事情。
That things include the evil things in your life.
那个坏事也包括在这万事里面。
And they come together for your good.
他们互相效力，为要你得益处。
But,
但是
if you do not belong to Christ,
如果你不属于基督，
the Bible does not guarantee that all things work together for your good.
圣经里就没有万事互相效力为你得益处的这个保证了。
When the bad things happen,
当一件坏事发生了，
Whether a personal tragedy like sexual abuse or rape,
不管是个人的悲剧，性侵或者强奸这一类的事情，
or a massive tragedy like earthquake or tsunami,
或者是大规模的不幸，像是地震或者海啸，
people always ask, "Where is God?"
人们都会问，神在哪里呢？
Now I have heard non-biblical answer.
我听见过不符合圣经的答案。
I've heard bad answer even coming from Christians.
即使是基督徒，有的时候也会给出不好的答案。
They mean it well, but they give wrong answer.
也许回答的动机是好的，但是答案是错的。
I have heard somebody say something like this. It has nothing to do with God.
他们会说，这件事情跟神毫无联系。
Let us think about this seriously.
我们认真地想一想，如果给出这样的答案的时候，
When you give this kind of answer, what are you actually saying?
如果给出这样的答案，你实际上是在说什么呢？
Are you saying that God is not in control of bad things?
你是不是说神对坏事完全失去了控制呢？
Can something happen and God does not govern it?
或者一件事情发生在神的掌控之外呢？
Now, this kind of answer is usually spoken by a well-meaning Christian.Who try to protect God's name or God's reputation?
这一类答案呢，常常被好心的基督徒说出来，好像是为了保护神的名声或者荣誉。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹们
，If God does not govern everything,
如果神不是掌控万有
，If God does not govern everything, including evil things that happen,
如果神不是管理万事，包括坏事的发生
，If God does not govern Everything, then, when evil thing happens to you, can you have comfort?
如果神不能掌控这一切，那么当坏事发生在你身上的时候，你还能有安慰吗？
Can you have the comfort that this God is now able to help you, the God who is not in control?
如果神都有不管的事情，你还能从这样的神得到帮助和安慰吗？
If there is anything at all that can happen outside of God's sovereign will, then he is not in fact Almighty God.
如果有任何的事落在神的主权意志之外，他就不是全能的神了。
And that kind of God is not the God of my Bible.
这样的神不是圣经里的神。
Let me also illustrate this by telling you the account in Genesis regarding Joseph.
我想以创世纪里约瑟的经历来举例。
As you know, Joseph was a man who had been wickedly treated, who suffered not because of his own wrongdoing, but suffered because of others people.Evil acts toward him.
大家知道约瑟这个人呢，他遭遇了不公正的对待，他受苦不是因着自己的过错，而是因为别人对他犯罪作恶。
Joseph is a son of Jacob, as you know.
大家知道约瑟是雅各的一个儿子。
Jacob had 12 sons, and Joseph was a son of his old age.
雅各有十二个儿子，约瑟是他老来所得的。
For some unknown reason, Jacob played favoritism.
那么因为某些原因呢，雅各偏爱约瑟。
He favored Joseph over the other sons.
他爱约瑟比爱其他的儿子更多。
The Bible tells us that because of this, the brothers hated Joseph.
圣经告诉我们，因为这个原因呢， 约瑟的兄长们就恨恶约瑟。
The brothers hated him to the extent that they want to kill Joseph.
那么有一天，兄长们聚集到一块，想要杀掉约瑟。
The older brother Reuben, however, intervened, and instead they sold Joseph as a slave.
他的长兄叫吕便，就制止了杀死约瑟的计划。
Joseph landed in a faraway place in Egypt, as you know.
大家知道，他兄长们把约瑟卖为奴隶，他被卖到遥远的埃及。
You can read this story in Genesis 37-50.
你们可以在创世纪的37-50章来读到约瑟的经历。
In Egypt, Joseph worked in Potiphar's house.
在埃及，约瑟为波提法做管家。
Potiphar's wife liked Joseph and wanted Joseph to come to her.
波提法的妻子爱慕约瑟，想引诱约瑟与她相好。
But Joseph, because he feared God, he fled the house.
但是约瑟敬畏神，他逃离了屋子。
Potiphar's wife instead accused Joseph of wanting to rape her.
波提法的妻子就诬告约瑟要强奸他。
And this landed Joseph in the prison.
约瑟因此被下在监里。
Now in prison, Joseph met two other prisoners.
在监狱里呢，约瑟遇到了两位狱友。
One was king's cupbearer, and the other was king's baker.
一个是埃及法老的酒政，一个是法老的膳长。
And one night, both these men have dreams.
有天晚上呢，两个人各做一梦。
God gave Joseph the ability to interpret their dreams.
神赐给约瑟为他们解梦的能力。
And Joseph said to the cupbearer that his dream means that he was going to be restored to his old job.
那么约瑟就告诉酒政，他的梦意味着他将被官复原职。
And Joseph told the baker that his dream meant that he's going to be hung by Pharaoh.
约瑟又告诉膳长，他的梦意味着他将被法老斩首示众。
And then Joseph said to the cupbearer to remember him when he was freed.
那么约瑟就请求酒政在官复原职的时候能够纪念他。
To tell the king that he had been falsely put into a prison.
要酒政告诉法老他被诬告被下在监里的这些事情。
The day came when the cupbearers received exactly what the dream was interpreted, and also the baker received exactly as his dream.
那么果然，酒政和那个膳长所做的梦都应验了。
But the cupbearer forgot his promise to Joseph.
但是这个酒政就忘记了。对约瑟所做的这个跟法老洗冤的这个承诺。
And as a result, Joseph stayed for two more years in the prison, forgotten.
因为这件事情呢，约瑟就在监里被白白的多待了两年。
One day, 2 years later, the king Pharaoh himself had a dream.
在两年后的一天呢，那个法老自己也做了一个梦。
He called all his magicians in the kingdom, and none was able to interpret his dream.
他叫这个王国里面所有的术士来为他解梦，但是没人能解梦。
Then the cupbearer remembered, I remember about Joseph.
但这时候法老的酒政想起了约瑟。
So he told the king, and then the king called Joseph into the palace.
这个时候呢，他才告诉法老从前的事情。
God gave Joseph the interpretations of the king's dream.
这时候法老召约瑟入宫呢，神又给了约瑟一个为法老解梦的能力。
There were going to be 7 years of plenty followed by 7 years of severe famine.
他告诉法老，埃及将遭遇七个大丰年和七个大荒年。
Now the king was so impressed by Joseph that he took Joseph from the prison and made him the prime minister of Egypt.
法老对约瑟是刮目相看，因此就提约瑟出监，并且封他做埃及地的首相。
Now fast forward several years later.
数年呢，匆匆而过。
The famine Joseph predicted was so severe it affected even Canaan, where Jacob and his sons live.
约瑟所预言的饥荒是如此的严重，也影响了雅各和他儿子所住的迦南地。
So Jacob sent his sons to Egypt to buy food.
所以雅各就差他的儿子们下到埃及去买粮。
The brothers of Joseph came to Egypt not knowing that Joseph is now the prime minister of the land.
约瑟的兄长们去到埃及买粮，但是他们并不知道埃及首相已经是约瑟。
Joseph finally revealed himself to his brothers.
约瑟最终对他的哥哥们暴露了身份。
And Joseph asked to bring his brothers and his father and their household to come to stay in Egypt.
他请他们将父亲雅各的全家都带到埃及，这样就救了雅各的全家的性命。
Many years later,
许多年以后呢，
Jacob died.
雅各去世了。
The brothers became so fearful of Joseph, fearing that Joseph is now going to revenge for the evil that he did to them.
约瑟的兄长惧怕约瑟，怕约瑟这个时候要因着他们过去向约瑟所做的恶事来报仇。
And I want you to turn with me to Genesis 50:20.
请大家一起来看创世纪五十章二十节，看看约瑟是怎么回答。
And this is what Joseph said to his brothers.
这是约瑟回答他兄长的话。
Let's read together.
我们一起来读。从前你们的意思是要害我，但神的意思原是好的，要保全许多人的性命，成就今日的光景。
So brothers and sisters, if you are a child of God,
所以弟兄姐妹们，如果你们是神的孩子。
Whenever you think about a tragedy in the past or in the present,
当你想到你身上过去或者现在所发生的任何的悲剧，
whatever sorrow,
任何的不幸，
whatever mistreatment you have had,
你所经历的任何的不公，
whatever evil things that happened to you,
任何的坏事，
you can say this to Satan and to whoever who harm you. You meant evil for me, but God meant it for good.
你都可以对撒旦或者对错待你的那些人说，你的意思原是要害我，但神的意思原是好的。
Everything works together for your good, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姐妹们，万事都互相效力，为了你得益处。
Joseph or his brothers did not know that whatever happened would eventually lead to the saving of the life of Jacob and his descendant.
约瑟或者他的兄长当时都不知道，他们身上所发生的事情，后来竟然救了雅各和全家族的性命。
And here there is a great marvel in Joseph's suffering.
这里还有一个更大的奇迹是这样的。
Because Jacob and his family survived the famine, from his descendant came who? Jesus Christ, the Savior of the world.
因为雅各的家族从饥荒里面活了下来，在他的后裔里面，耶稣基督降临了。
Joseph had no idea that God was working in the background.
约瑟并不知道神在背后做工。
God ordained the most sorrowful events in Joseph's life as a means to accomplish God's big plan of salvation for human mankind.
神命定了在约瑟生命里所发生的那些非常不幸的事情，作为神救赎世人计划的一环。
When Joseph's brother hatefully betrayed Joseph,
当约瑟的兄长因为恨气遗弃约瑟。
When Joseph was sold as a slave in Egypt,
当约瑟被卖到埃及地为奴隶。
When he was standing there with his hand and feet in chain,
当他手足被捆锁，站在奴隶市场里的时候。
When he was falsely accused by Potiphar's wife, which landed him in a prison,
当约瑟被波提法的妻子诬告，被打入囚牢的时候。
When he was forgotten two more years in the prison,
当约瑟被久正遗忘，在监狱里又困了两年的时候。
Joseph could have said like the people in the world today, what a bad luck I have.
约瑟会不会像现在世人所想的那样，他会想，我为什么这么倒霉啊？
But Joseph could have said, unfair. This is what my brother has done to me.
约瑟也可以说，这不公平啊，因为我是哥哥恶行的受害者。
Now the Bible does not tell us what went on in Joseph's mind when he was suffering.
圣经并没有告诉我们约瑟受苦的时候他是怎样想的。
But I'm sure Joseph did not know that God was working out his eternal plan in the background.
但是我敢肯定，约瑟并不知道神在背后为了他永恒的救赎计划在做工。
Now, no doubt the hatred of Joseph's brother was sinful.
毋庸置疑，约瑟的兄长对他深深怀恨是源于罪。
Potiphar's wife's false accusation was sinful.
波提法的妻子诬告约瑟也是在犯罪。
The forgetfulness of the cupbearer was also a mistake.
而久正忘记约瑟是一个错误。
But all the sins that others did to Joseph, they only worked together to accomplish the very purpose of God.
但是别人对约瑟所犯的所有的罪错都互相效力，完成了神特别的应许。
And this is what the Bible doctrines of divine occurrence says.
这就是圣经所说的神圣协同的教义。
The Bible teaches the doctrine of divine concurrence.
圣经教导我们神圣协同的教义。
Men can do what they do in their sinfulness, but God concurrently accomplishes his plan.
人在最终做他一切的事情，但是神同时完成了他的计划。
Let me emphasize this truth again and hear me carefully.
我想这里再强调一遍这个真理，大家仔细听好。
There may be a subtle difference in what I'm going to say, but it's important for us to know.
有一个很微妙的区别，我们最好知道。
Listen, God does not use man's sin to accomplish his plan.
神不是使用人的罪来完成他的计划。
It is not like Joseph's brother have done something wrong or sinful, and then later say, ah, I'm going to use that for my purpose.
并不是说约瑟的哥哥们犯了罪，这个时候神说，哦，我要利用他们这个罪来完成我的目的。
No, God does not play catch up.
不是这个样子的。神绝对不玩追赶的游戏。
But instead, when these brothers did what they did them in their own will and in their own sinfulness.
真正的情形是这样的：当约瑟的哥哥们作恶的时候，他们所做是出自自己的意志，因着他们自己的罪性。
And yes, they will be responsible for their sin.
当然，他们也为自己的罪负责。
But unbeknownst to them, God was concurrently working out his eternal sovereign plan.
但是他们并不知道神同时在永恒中成就他主权的计划。
Let me show you what the Bible says.
在诗篇里面有这样的经文，我们一起来看。
Okay, this is Psalm 105, 16 to 17, talking about the same event about the life of Joseph.
这里就讲到约瑟的生平，诗篇105篇的16到17节。
I put before you Genesis 37:27 and show you all the things that people do, and I put that red there as people there.
我们先来看创世纪的37章27节里面，这里所有的这些代词都是约瑟的兄长们所说的，他们说他们自己所做的事情。
And yet in Psalm 105, it says that it was God who sent Joseph to Egypt.
但是诗篇105篇16到17节这里所说的是神做的事情。
Do you see the marvelous truth in this?
大家看到了这样的一个神奇的事情了吗？神奇的事情。
The Psalm says God is the one who sent Joseph to Egypt.
诗篇这里面说是神差遣了约瑟。
Did Joseph's brother know that?
那么约瑟的哥哥知道这件事情吗？
Did the cupbearer know that?
酒正知道是这样吗？
Did the Potiphar's wife know that?
波提乏的妻子知道是这样吗？
Did Joseph himself know that?
约瑟自己知道是神差遣了他吗？
So brother and sister, whatever happened to you,
所以弟兄姐妹们，不管什么样的事情发生在你身上，
Be they joyful or sorrowful things,
不管是喜乐还是悲伤的事情，
They are in God's sovereign control.
都在神主权的完全掌握之下。
They are under God's governing.
他们都在神的管辖之下。
They are under God's care.
在神的监护之下。
Everything happens to fulfill God's good purpose for you.
万事发生都是为了成全神对你的美好的目的。
You may not know it now.
你或许知道。
But you must trust him.
但是你或许不知道，但是你要信靠他。
Unbeknownst to you, God is doing thousands or millions of different things to work out His plan for you behind you.
你也许不知道，神为了成就他在你身上的计划，同时在做千万件的事情。
You may not know it, but God is actively working out His purposes behind the scene.
你可能不知道，神在幕后为了他的目的正在积极的工作。
We serve an infinitely big God.
我们所侍奉的是无限伟大的神。
The God whom the highest of heaven cannot contain.
他的伟大即使连最高的天空都装不下。
The God of the universe who governs everything, including all the good and evil things that happen in your lives.
宇宙的神正在掌控万事，包括你生命中的一切好事坏事。
Let us pray.
我们来同心祷告。
O God, from eternity to eternity, you are God.
主啊，从亘古到永远，你是神。
You are sovereign.
你是大君王。
No one can compare with you, full of grace and mercy.
你有恩典，有怜悯，没有谁能和你相比。
I thank you that in your great love, you are working out the details of our lives.
我要谢谢你，因着你的大爱，在我们生命中每个细节里做工。
You know the numbers of our hair, and you have mapped out the path ahead of us.
你数算我们的头发，也筹划我们所行的路径。
Our past, present, and future are entirely in your hand.
我们的过去、现在和将来都在你的手中。
Oh God, blessed are those who belong to you.
求你祝福那些属于你的人。
There may be some of us here this morning that are sorrowful of what happened to them in their past.
今天早晨，这里可能有一些人还在为他们身上过去的经历而伤痛。
There may be some here who are fearful of their present.
也有人为现在所发生的事情而害怕。
There are others who are uncertain about their future.
也有人为将来的事情而忧虑。
May the word today bring them faith and comfort and hope.
求今天你的话语带给他们信心、安慰和希望。
May they be encouraged by the truth that you are sovereign.
愿他们被这样的真理所鼓励，就是你是掌权的神。
You are sovereignly working out your purposes, which is best for us.
你在主权里面正在为着我们最大的益处来做工。
I pray if there are some who do not yet belong to you.
如果这里还有人没有归向你。
May you, O Lord, speak to their hearts.
主啊，我求你对他们的心说话。
Open their hearts, O Lord God.
开他们的心。
May they see the Savior and His glorious cross.
使他们看见救主，看见荣耀的十字架。
We ask all this in Christ's name.
我们所有的祷告都是奉靠主耶稣基督的圣名。
Amen.
Amen.